Great week. Today I am mad, and I thought I would let you all know why, so hopefully you all don't get screwed and I can save you some time, money, and frustration in the future.
So, story time. Today I had one of my commercial tree cutters come in and he brought me 5 chainsaws. Now, while he was waiting, I went ahead and fixed 2 because I don't want him to be out of that many chainsaws at one time. And one of them was a quite simple repair, something that happens all the time to these steel chainsaws. Let me show you.
Now, this is not his chainsaw. I fixed his while he waited. I have an MS-251 that I'm using for this demonstration. He had an MS-271, and the design is exactly the same.
Now, on these particular units, Steel decided to make a throttle trigger rod, a rod coming from the throttle trigger. It's that silver rod you can see right there. And let me see if I can get in here. And it goes back to this corner here and has like a 90-90 on it. Okay, so whenever you hit your throttle control, it turns that end of the rod upwards and engages your throttle. Now, I want to get in here. See that little plastic piece that rod stays in? They are notorious for popping out of that little plastic bracket. I don't know why they invented it that way. Whoever did it, psh, psh. Terrible design. So nobody ever realizes that that's their issue, because whenever the machine stops working, it's actually the choke lever that quits working, because if that is not working correctly and it's popped out of its slot, you can't engage your choke. So you're looking on the left side of your chainsaw thinking something's wrong with your choke mechanism, when actually it's your throttle trigger lever on the other side. Now, it's a simple fix. You just pop it back into that plastic piece and yeah, it's probably gonna do it again, but it'll get them going today. But I had to remove the air filter so I can get to it easily. Now, depending on which one you have, some of them have a felt air filter and some of them have a paper air filter. And they just screw off and it seals around this plastic base here and keeps all the debris out. It's a pretty decent design if you have the actual steel air filter. Now, it's supposed to keep all the debris out of there, but when I removed my commercial tree cutter's air filter today, it was completely clogged to the max underneath with sawdust. And I was like,